from the Secret Department of Secrecy. You're listening to Red Billy Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Last week, Southwest launched our newest specialty aircraft, Florida One. If you haven't had the chance, there's a great video about how it was painted, so be sure to check that out. On this episode of Red Belly Radio, I speak with the captain of the plane between its hiding place and the reveal place. Here's how that went. Now, I'm here today with Jeff Hamlet. Jeff, you are Director of Flight Safety here at Southwest Airlines. Welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Now, you were involved with Florida One, our newest specialty aircraft. In fact, it was known as Project Panhandle. All of the secret aircraft have a project name. Now, Jeff, you are actually one of the pilots that flew Florida One. In fact, it's our 14th specialty aircraft from Lake Charles, Louisiana, where it was being hidden, to Tampa to start the tour around. Tell me, how far in advance did you know about this assignment?
About 2 weeks, Steve. I got a call on April 9th and was asked if I'd be willing to fly the airplane, and of course I jumped at the chance.
Well, who wouldn't? I was involved with two different of our specialty aircraft projects, both California One and when we changed our paint colors, the blue, the Canyon Blue. It was great. I had to sign my life away in blood to make sure that I wouldn't tell anybody. Did they make you sign something?
No, they just made me promise to keep it a secret.
I guess they trust directors more than they do multimedia specialists. Now, like I said, this is our 14th specialty aircraft. Were you involved with any of the others?
No, I wasn't.
So it's kind of an honor.
It was a real honor to deliver Florida One, especially since, personally, it was great because all three of my children were born in Florida. So we delivered three children, and now we've delivered an aircraft.
That's the way it works. Well, that's good that he had a personal connection there. Now, any kind of project like this is always kept under wraps. The Boeing, when we order it, the paint crew, when they paint it, when they deliver it to wherever we're going to hide it, it's always done at night. You actually went to Lake Charles, but it wasn't at the Lake Charles Airport.
That's correct, Steve. It was at the Lake Charles Chenault Airport, which is an industrial airport not too far from the Lake Charles Municipal Airport. So I flew to Houston, met up with Larry Thomas, the other pilot that flew to Tampa with the Florida One aircraft, and we found the aircraft at Chenault.
Whenever a project like this, like I said, they're keeping it secret, and they're storing it at some, well, I don't want to say obscure, an undisclosed location.
That's right.
But they actually had it wrapped up, under wraps. So what was it when you first walked into the hangar and you saw?
When we first walked into the hangar, the entire fuselage of the aircraft was wrapped in brown paper, just like a birthday present. And the first thing that stood out to me was the leading edge of the wing, because the wings weren't covered up. And as a pilot, it really struck me, because normally the leading edge is sort of a subdued silver finish. But in this case, Florida One had been polished to a chrome look. And it was just gorgeous emphasis, since the fuselage was covered up with paper. You could see all the way to the tip of the winglet, and I was really taken aback by the appearance of the wing.
So it's the same material and same delivery as all of our other aircraft. It had just been polished and a little more attention paid to it.
That's correct.
And so then the crew unwrapped the paper. Oh, we're looking at a picture of it, and by the way, we'll be posting that, but it's just airplane with a whole bunch of craft paper on it. And how did they unwrap this thing?
Well, the technicians there at Chenault got up in cherry pickers and harnessed themselves to the safety wires that connect to the top of the hangar, and got up on top of the aircraft and walked along and just tore the paper like a big present.
Now, there wasn't a bow.
No, there was no bow.
I'm a little disappointed.
Well, it was impressive enough, and when they finally got the airplane uncovered and revealed it, it was spectacular to watch.
Now, it had been in Lake Charles at this airport in the hangar for a couple of weeks, I believe. Were they doing additional services to it at that time?
No, they were actually putting a clear coat of paint on it, and then of course we have a lot of make-ready checks and conformity checks that maintenance has to comply with. So the maintenance folks were very busy getting all the paperwork straight and making sure everything was just so for the delivery.
Well, as with any new aircraft delivery, once we get it from Boeing, we go through a checklist and put our little things on it.
Whatever. That's correct. We make it look like a like every other Southwest aircraft on the inside.
Well, this is probably a dumb question. I have a feeling I know the answer. Did you have fun?
It was a blast. It was a great time and a great honor.
Well, you know, this dawned on me. I was trying to think of questions to ask you. And, you know, my car is about 3 years old now, and it handles a little bit differently than a brand new car. Do new planes fly differently?
Well, the thing that distinguishes a new airplane primarily is that new car smell. And it does smell just like a new car, fresh leather. You can smell the seats. All the airplanes fly pretty much the same. It's just the way the interior feels and smells.
Well, you are exactly right. I've gotten on planes both professionally and traveling, and a brand new plane has that smell to it. I don't know what it is, but there's something about it.
It must be that fragrance they put under the seats or something.
And by chance, have you seen the video of the making of Florida One?
I have. I saw that Friday afternoon when I returned to Dallas after delivering the aircraft.
Well, I'm recording this on Tuesday the 27th, and that is already over 300,000 views on YouTube, by far our biggest video ever.
That's impressive. You know, it's a neat video, really, really fun to watch the entire process, all the way from delivering the fuselage to the night takeoff for the secret delivery.
There's a question I ask people from time to time: what's their favorite specialty aircraft? I might ask you.
Well, I guess it's my new favorite specialty aircraft since I had the privilege of flying it and delivering it to Tampa. But they're all fun. It's always a treat when you show up at the gate and Shamu's waiting for you, or Texas One, or the Triple Crown. All of them are just a lot of fun to fly. But of course, they all look the same on the inside. So once you're in the cockpit, it's all business from there.
Well, that's something, you know, as a pilot, you show up to work, you're flying whatever the plane, you don't know how it's painted.
That's correct.
I can remember my daughter, we were flying out of San Antonio. We saw a billboard about SeaWorld or something. She says, I'd really like to fly Shamu home. I was like, don't even get your hopes up on this one. You know, the chances of that are so slim. And of course.
That's right.
It was waiting there for us.
Timing is everything.
And she was actually disappointed because the inside, like you say, it's just the Southwest plane.
Yeah, you know, the one aircraft that I can think of that's different from all the other ones is the Triple Crown, because I believe all of the employees at the company who were employed by Southwest at the time we won the Triple Crown had their names printed on the overhead bins in that.
My name's in it.
Yeah, and you know what? We flew back from Tampa to Houston last Friday on that aircraft. So it was really neat to fly another specialty aircraft back to Houston.
Yeah, they're rare that I get to fly on them ever, but yeah, that's cool. Well, Jeff, thanks for talking with me today. I was wondering if you could maybe read this for me.
Sure, Steve. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
And it's the first time an actual captain has ever read that. So,
thanks a lot.
That's cool.